Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Guess who's back? Yeah. Back again.
Nah, nah, nah.
Georgie's
nah,
back.
Nah, nah,
tells a friend.
Nah, nah, nah,
guess
nah,
who's
nah,
back?
Nah,
guess who's nah, back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Nah, nah, nah. I can't find us on this damn thing.
Was that Metallica?
Ever. What?
Just kidding. I know who it was.
Jesus.
Somebody out there bought that.
Yeah.
All right. And really thought you were being serious.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Who did right. it last episode? It was you who started off with your big and tall crap that you did.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we okay. had a little Motley so Crue, think, Kickstart My Heart, and then welcome.
I think Kenneth.
I mean, I do the intro for every podcast. You literally have me recorded at the beginning
Come
of
on.
Every podcast.
Start it up.
Which I'd like to re-record at some point.
Start it up.
All right, and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47.
Is this Morningstar Lodge or hell?
Because
it's hot.
Live. With your hosts, Worshipful Brother Kent Harwin.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
And Ray Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
And tonight, we have no topic.
Nope.
Tonight,
I have returned.
No topic.
I've returned. Dad's back in the house, so the kids have to be good.
I know.
Hey, before we get started, I want to give a big, huge thank you and shout out to Worshipful Brother Mark Zuccarello. He did a fantastic job being the third wheel.
Yeah.
And cheers to you, brother.
It was a great interview and a lot of fun.
Actually, let's toast his ass. We're did toasting. You guys toast him? Probably not, because you're selfish.
No, we toasted him at the end.
You did?
We absolutely did. Yeah.
Did, I think so.
I didn't watch the episode.
No, Joe definitely toasted him at the end.
Okay. I'm just checking. I didn't watch
Unless I'm wrong.
I didn't watch the entire episode right after
he also
Joe started
out.
With his big and tall crap and he was
Big and Tall edition.
He hung out with us for like 2 hours after we finished recording too and we shot the shit and drank beers and stuff. So
are you gonna hold the title for when Kenny's not here for just you and me?
Yeah. We can't release that.
You don't want to release that title?
The only person I told it to was worked for Brother Greg Schultz when I called him the other day. Actually, the puppet called him the other day, and then I got on the phone afterwards.
Awesome.
And he knows, and he laughed his ass off when I told him the name. Next time, it's just you and I. So.
Sounds good.
Nice.
All right, so let's do some general housekeeping. Joe, how is your Facebook situation? Are you and Zuckerberg still at odds?
Yes, we're still at odds because they want me to link my Instagram account to the Facebook account, which the Facebook account is not my account. It's the podcast account, so I'm not going to link my personal Instagram account.
Oh, your personal?
Yeah.
No, we have a Freemasons Podcast Instagram.
But it wants...
Check us out. No, Facebook. Facebook is what we're talking about.
Yeah, but it wants
but
to
I'm saying,
link my Instagram.
Right.
But why, though?
I don't know, but I'm not doing it. Because it's like, oh, you have to
do
this in order to be listed as one of the admins on
Execute
the page.
Execute Order 66.
I'm like, I don't need
Oh, in order to be listed as one of the admins?
Yes.
Then you better do it because...
No, I'm not doing it.
They might dump the page.
Dump it then.
No, they won't. I'm an admin. We're good.
I'm not going to be bullied into doing something I don't want to do.
We've got coverage.
AstraZeneca.
Jesus.
COVID vaccine. all right. So then just a shout out to everybody who likes us on the Facebook podcast page.
Shout out.
Yeah, there's you know what? There are too many to list every episode on Facebook anyway. Instagram's a little bit more manageable. I can go through those
if
you like.
Yes, go ahead.
So I think we left off with Alex the Viking Osler.
Yes, I got something special for him.
Yes, indeed. Being Chris David, Dan Galoza.
Danny Galoza.
Danny Galoza. Anthony Alonzo and Trevor Stevenson.
And I do want to read something from Facebook, because we've been getting more and more of these recently, and I just want to make sure that we're giving some shout-out. So, yep. Herbert Nelson wrote yesterday on our podcast community page, he's been a listener for a long time, and the podcast has been very helpful and interesting. I've been waiting for this for a very long time. My ballot will take place on the 6th of July, if everything goes well. I will be initiated on the 3rd of August. Wish me luck. Love from, I believe, NSW is New South Wales, Australia. Oh,
yep. Yep, you're correct. Yep.
Nice.
So we awesome, had that brother. One. We had, there was one other one, but it got buried with all the other comments. So if I find it, I will read it. But we're seeing more and more. Oh, here we go. Josh McRae. This is the one I wanted to read. Mm-hmm. Stumbled onto the podcast about a month ago looking for something new to listen to. I had searched for something about the Knights Templar, and y'all were the first or second podcast that popped up in Apple Podcast. Mm. I enjoyed that show that much that I went back to episode one and started from the beginning. I am so sorry.
Mm, ballsy. Yeah.
Freemasonry has always been an interest and curiosity of mine since probably around my high school days, mainly because of my curiosities in the esoteric and its spiritual commonality we have as human beings on this rock we call home. Mm-hmm. Let's skip down a little. George, Ken, Joe, the whole community, congrats on 100 episodes, because that's about as far as you got. And thank you for being so welcoming to a non-Mason. While not a brother, I certainly think of you all at least cousins. I have about 87 to get caught up to the current, but hopefully
get
there before you hit 200 so I can congratulate you all in real time, not a year and a half late.
Me and Ken might be cousins. Joe's kind of like the creepy uncle who hides you in the closet.
There you go. We're like the cousins that bully you at the family picnic.
Joe's the closet diddler. Yeah. You know, ironically, Risk and Sorry is the games to the top of the...
That's not nice. That's not nice. James Daney says, what's up? What's up, my brother? What's There's up? Something in some other language. So thanks, whoever you are. If, in fact...
Oh, no. It's that one.
There's hearts.
No, look at the name.
Yeah, but there are hearts involved.
What's the name?
Well, there's a devil. Slisky
and
there's
also Zaros. Miam fatum est mea non esse servos.
That would be Latin.
Oh, that's Latin.
That is Latin, whatever. And I don't know what that means.
I don't read Latin, so I love you too.
Hold on, stand by. We gotta look this
up. No, but we're gonna
I have a translator.
We're gonna preach love. So whatever, regardless of what you said, Slisky of Zaros, we love you and we're gonna share love. Mm.
What's up, Josh McRae? How you doing?
Lunatic says that's some kind of spell.
Fatum.
Oh, okay. Well,
est. Mea.
She put a spell on you.
Non esse servos.
Esse.
I put a spell on you.
Servos.
And now you're mine.
Oh, look at that. It popped up.
You're going a little old school. What was that? Hocus Pocus.
That was Hocus Pocus. Love that movie.
I mean, it's an old song, but. Yes. That's what most people would probably know.
Yeah, I associate it with
that. One of the best Halloween movies ever made, by the way, from a wholesome family standpoint.
100%. 100%.
What is...
Hold on. I'm working on this.
You know, you're letting this troll get us...
Josh McRae, my Latin is limited to the movie Tombstone with Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo.
There you go. Yeah, mine too.
Meum factum est mea non esse servos means I will not be made slaves.
Don't.
Oh, but they, she put, or he or she put three purple hearts after it.
What does that mean, though? Why the hearts, though? You think I'm an idiot and can't just punch it in the Googler?
In their own way, they think that they are spreading love and saving us.
Morally
by
superior.
Pulling us away from this darkness that they think we're falling into. So,
y'all
on some
Jesus.
Level, on
y'all
some level, they
Jesus.
Think they're doing the right thing. So. Right. Peace and love, yes, peace and love, peace right. and
whatever. Take the high road, as Masons do. Yes, we do. Not too often for me, but I try. All right, so...
Well, it's because you can't reach the high
you
road.
You do your best. Your Ashler is rough.
All right. Oh, I got to watch my language, though.
I did. We're trying very hard, yes.
It still doesn't mean I might call you an F and B or...
Well, there you go. You know, that's fine. Just keep it clean for the kids. Some people listen to this with their kids in the
Let's toast them.
All right. Why don't you lead this one since you weren't here last
I want to do the next one.
Oh, God.
I'll make sense.
Brother, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim. Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva. Perfect synchronicity, by the way.
Yeah.
We're back at it.
Zucker was a little off, but he wasn't used to it. So.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah, it's warm.
You can tell I haven't done shots in a while because that one burned the whole way down.
Welcome back, Dad.
Wait till it comes out.
All right, Apple review.
Apple review.
Yeah. Love this one.
Yeah.
From Alex the Viking, and just in. I think personally, I don't know if Ken. I think you read it, Joe. I don't know if you read it.
Yep. Well, yeah.
You read it as well.
Yep.
Did we read it last episode?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's brand new as of this episode.
Okay. I think this is probably one of my absolute favorite.
I wonder if he's an Yngwie
Malmsteen fan. Apple reviews, and here's why: because I think he pretty much wrapped up the exact reason of why I started the podcast, and I think all three of us on this podcast, this is what we are hoping
to achieve. That's why we come up here and sweat every week.
It's like,
it's not only hot in here, it's starting to get a little funky.
I have under boob sweat.
There's a Febreze can over there. I can go grab.
So, in light of that, I've tried this before and it's awesome. And being that he's Alex the Viking, I went and brought us Einstock. Icelandic white ale with a Viking right on the front of the can.
It's actually a pretty cool stylistic Viking, too.
Really good beer, too. I'm not going
to
lie.
I prefer to call them Norsemen.
Norsemen. Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's politically correct.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
If
you fucking say so.
No.
Ooh, Ken dropped the first F-bomb.
No, it was... I checked myself.
Anyway, 5-star review. Alex the Viking. Change of pace. First and foremost, I would like to begin this review by stating I was not a Mason when I found this podcast, nor was I looking to be one. However, I've always liked to learn about the Masons and the role they have played in history. The brothers in the show took what seemed to be unreachable achievement and a way of life and opened it in a way that was both respectful to the craft and alluring to those who are curious. I can happily say that I am now an EA and waiting for the new episodes to drop as soon as I finish the last one. They relay the information in a fun and exciting way. I think that's while making the listener feel like a brother. If you're curious about masonry and its appending bodies, this is a great show to learn, laugh, and possibly change your life.
Wow.
Bingo. That's exactly what we were trying to do.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex the Viking.
And sometimes... No, I'll be good. Huh? No, it's High Road. High Road. This is a new George. See? I'm back. Yeah. I'm different. I'm
smooth Ashley George.
I'm different.
Smooth Ashley.
So shall we toast him with the bullet?
Or we are going to toast him with the Einstock beer, and we're going to give him the Viking toast.
Ah, okay. Ready?
Skål! Now you have to crush a can in your head, Joe.
Can I finish it first?
Einstock.
All right, so...
Einstock, not that bad.
I'm not a wheat beer fan.
Josh
so
McCray. My Latin is limited to the movie Tombstone with Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo.
You already said that.
We already read that.
We did? Yeah. I just read it myself.
Joe
I just
was it up. All over that.
Yeah. Sorry.
My favorite line in that is, I'm your huckleberry.
Yeah, we know.
When.
I know.
Yeah. Love that one.
You post it all the time.
I do post it all the time.
I know.
All right. So anyway, we got nothing to talk about. This is just a general episode. I'm back.
We can talk about Vikings.
We can talk about Vikings.
We should have talked about Vikings and Scandinavian masonry.
We did.
We did an episode on it.
We definitely did an episode.
We did Freemasonry and Vikings.
We got to come up with something else then.
Mm-hmm. If there are anybody out there watching or listening and you got any questions and you're a non-Mason, now is the time.
Even about, you, Slisky of Zaros.
Yes, there you go, Slisky of Zaros.
Anything you want.
Where'd you go?
We will answer honestly.
I will say this, Slisky of Zaros, this is an invitation to you.
Yes, it is.
If you would care to ask a coherent, respectful question, we will answer you back with a coherent, semi-coherent, respectful answer.
Yeah,
let's do this.
We're absolutely okay with that. Just keep it respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not make any baseless accusations. If you think we're devil worshippers, ask us instead of accusing us.
Yes,
and we'll give you the right answer.
While we're on this topic, there is something else that I
and where is Zaros? That sounds like they could be a Jedi or something. Slisky of Zaros.
Yeah, it sounds like a planet in
Master
the
of the Jedi
I will extend
generation of planets or something.
Where I will behave and not totally annihilate you in the comments. I will behave and I will answer your questions legitimately.
Yeah.
And here's why.
Ask a legitimate question. We'll give you a legitimate
answer. There
are
some people who, this Sonya 456789.
Wasn't that a song? Sonya, I've got your
number.
Really? I'm going to make you mine.
All right. So, but she put.
Sonya, don't play your number. Hello. Sonya, 456789.
We've got fans even just outside the window.
It's probably that idiot Rafferty.
It's probably Rafferty.
But anyway, she's made comments on here, and she said, apparently, babies under the lodge in cages. Imagine if your family found out. You would have to kill them, too.
What the?
I responded with, right, keep smoking that shit, Karen.
See, here's how I...
No, respond like that,
Sure, I can. Then she fired back with, yes, they are literally under your lodge, bro. Your families will find out.
Okay.
I responded back with, laugh out loud, right. We don't even own our building. The only thing under our lodge is a hair salon and nail salon.
And a bar.
Go away, Karen.
Why don't we go live and go down to the basement?
Well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. So her name is Sonya, not Karen, right?
Yes.
So Sonya, if you legitimately think that, we are in...
We're right here.
We're right here in Seymour, Connecticut, which we've said before. Call the Seymour Police Department. Mm-hmm. And tell them you'd like to make a complaint of babies being buried underneath the building.
Or an allegation of it.
We'd be happy to
let them in.
Let them in.
No. We'll go down. We'll ask Chris permission because, again, we don't
know. It's not our building. Yeah, it's not our building. You're right. But we can make arrangements to dispel that myth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
very simple.
So, yeah. If there are anybody out there who is watching or
listening
to this.
By the way, Stephanie, who's commented, yes, I know it was Jenny. I was making a joke.
What?
Christ. Yeah, so critical. The Sonya, when I was singing the song, there was a song.
Yeah.
Jenny, I've got your number, 867-5309.
She could recall songs back from like the 1920s. Where they're
yeah, but I know it was Jenny. It was a joke. Because you're like, it's Sonya, 456789. Ken got the joke.
I got the joke.
Thanks,
I got
Ken.
The reference, yes. I saw the sarcasm.
What was I going to say, though? Yeah, but if you have legitimate questions, now's the time. My feed is buffering like crazy. Did you guys say any questions about Masonry or just Vikings? Oh, no, we're just generally talking, Josh. We're just...
my brother,
what we're basically
that is...
doing is we're opening the floor for those who have a question or have an allegation about Freemasonry, and we're going to answer it live, and we're going to be completely honest, and I'll be nice, I promise.
I can say my brother.
If not, we'll shut off George's mic, and Ken and I will answer.
I can shut off my own mic.
And how do we refer to it? As the profane world?
The profane world, yes.
We'll answer any questions.
Anything you got.
Legitimate questions or curiosities, we will answer to the extent that we can without violating our obligation and ritual, which we can answer a lot.
So first, let's do this then, Joe. I got it.
Tommy Two-Tone. That's right, Devaney.
Here we go. Ready?
And by the way, before you get into that, we did discuss last episode, you need to stop calling Jim Devaney Jim Delvaney. There's no L.
It's not as...
He's Devaney?
He's very
Devaney.
Offended.
Devaney?
Yeah. Devaney. Yeah.
Devaney.
Devaney.
Okay. I apologize.
Like if you're like,
Jim
hey,
Devaney.
Ken says,
is that
hey,
L in it? How did I screw that
look
up?
Look at the guy over there with all those veins. I'm like, yeah, that's they call him Jim Devaney.
Right, right.
Jim, I apologize.
That's okay.
I thought there was an L in your name. I suck.
That's okay.
So you guys might notice that our video is a lot clearer now.
Yes,
so
yes I do.
Yeah, Ken made some upgrades.
I tweaked the camera a little bit, and now we're good to go, and we're coming in, and maybe we're not full HD, but we're pretty dang close. At least we're matching the camera's resolution.
Good tonight.
Audio should be a little bit better. Okay. So hopefully,
does that mean they can see how bad we're freaking sweating? Because it's like 110 degrees.
I can see the pore right there.
I'm not sweating. I'm glowing.
Hey, I got to say this. I kind of busted your balls quickly before, Ken. But I'm kind of liking the sandy.
Distinguished look?
I'm liking the distinguished.
The gray?
Yeah.
Really?
He looks like.
I think you should leave it.
Yeah, you're kind of like Reed Richards.
Thank you.
Yeah,
somebody commented at a party.
Stop putting the shoe that, shine in your hair.
That they liked my
Get
gray.
Your shine box.
He's still talking, isn't he? He's just talking over me. Okay.
Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
I was hoping I could respond to that. Go no, on. I was just saying that.
Had like, you previously dyed? Or?
No, I've never. Oh, it's okay. Just I use that like product in my hair, and if that I use the correct amount, it you okay. can't really tell, but I'm running out of it, so I use
Leave it alone. I kind of like it, Ken. Right. You look distinguished. I swear to God. Like, you got the whole
seasoned
50 Shades of Grey thing going on. I love it.
Christ. And you know who Reed Richards is, right? When I say you look like Reed. Okay.
Yes, and I appreciate
that's Mr. Fantastic, so that's your new name.
I take that as a compliment.
Ken, Mr. Fantastic.
As I believe it was intended.
Yeah, absolutely it's a compliment.
So, see,
if you were to say that I looked like Kingpin or the Blob or something, then I might be a little bit offended.
Dr. No.
So a couple things. So let's get back onto this topic that we've kind of generated out of thin air here. Siliski of Zaros.
Siliski of Zaros.
And he said in the Latin that is translating above that I will not be made a slave, or we will not be made slaves. So I know he, of
be
course,
free, my friend. Be
I
free.
Know, of course, he dropped the comment and then hightailed it the hell out of here because that's what they all
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but he'll come back.
They
and
don't
want to
stay. They don't want to stay. And that was a fast bike.
All right.
I know that they don't stay and back up their claims. That's one thing that pisses me off. Like,
stick and move.
Stick, like, yeah, stick and stay. Like,
troll and move.
Drop your comment. And then let's talk about it.
Yeah,
but they don't ever want to talk about it. All of the haters of Freemasonry and we're all evil and everything. Hmm. They drop their comment and then they run. They don't come back.
And they do it in code.
And they don't do it when we're live.
Right.
It's easy to be a hater if you have nobody to debate.
But I can tell
you're
that's
just
the
most at the wall.
Chicken shit
where
thing
is
to do.
I gotta look up where Zaros is.
So, a couple things here. He says we will not be made slaves. So my first question is. Where the hell are our slaves? Are we slaves? Is that what he's saying?
I think he's saying that we are slaves to Satan, or implying that in some sort that we're almost
we're
slaves
to
a cult, or slaves to this ideology.
Or are we enslaving them somehow?
No, they will not.
That could it could be the Illuminati enslaved. Maybe they think they're we're those reptile people. That
maybe.
Let's take this in two different angles. We'll start with the angle of we're the slaves. We're the slaves to the Freemasons.
Yes, to the agenda.
Whatever. Agenda, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go with this. Ken.
Yes, sir.
If you're home and you have a lodge meeting, do you have to go? Let's say you're like, I don't feel like going.
I do not.
If there was ever a time where Freemasonry became too much and you need to focus more on your family, would they come hunt you down and put you in shackles?
Absolutely not.
What would they do?
They would say, hey, family and usual vocation comes first.
Okay.
So you take care of your family, and we will back you. We'll be here when you get back.
Next question.
Okay.
Obviously, we have to pay dues, but if you demit from a lodge, what is demit? Could you explain what the demit process is?
Okay, so the demit is generally you have to send a letter to the secretary, letting them, or just in writing, letting them know that you are formally stepping away from the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that at that point, you're no longer a member of that lodge and therefore are not responsible for dues during that period. So the clock stops on your dues.
Correct.
Now, you're still a Mason.
They can never take that away from you.
They can't take that
unless
away from you.
Unless you're expelled.
Right. Unless you're expelled or for cause removed from the fraternity, you are still a Mason. You're just an unaffiliated Mason.
Right.
You can't, depending on your rules and your jurisdiction, you may not be able to travel to another lodge.
Right.
But you took your sublime degree, ostensibly, and therefore you are a Mason.
You would then be a Mason at large, right?
Is a Mason at large.
So you're now you're a non-affiliated Mason. You're still a Mason because you still took, like you said, you took the degrees and everything.
Which
but
can
my
never
question
be repudiated
is,
or laid aside.
Right. My question is this, though. Now you are a non-affiliated Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Could you still attend lodge if you wanted to?
I think that's
probably depends on the jurisdiction.
Jurisdictional, but in Connecticut, you cannot. I don't believe you can go and sit in open lodge, but you can go and make...
Be reinstated.
Yeah, make good on whatever dues you may have owed. And if you... What you know, you don't owe anything from the time that you really resigned when you said you were demitting, and it was granted until the time that you decided to go and sit in lodge, and you can just start paying dues again and affiliate with a lodge.
Would any authority figure of Freemasonry, whether it's higher up district deputy or grand master and or grand lodge officer and or worshipful master of the lodge and or secretary of the lodge, bother you at all any way, shape, or form while you were under demit?
No, because it's happened to several brothers in my lodge and we've never done anything like
so
that.
So perhaps you can explain to me, are we slaves to the craft?
Nope, this is a volunteer organization.
Thank you.
Yep.
However, let me just throw this in there. There could be some people that have a particular addictive personality that when they come into Freemasons, just like any other organization, or whether you're a fan of a certain team or a sport, you get that fanatic piece of it. And can somebody, can it take over somebody's life if they let it?
Sure.
Hmm. I was at a meeting the other night and somebody mentioned it was Tuesday night, and they're like, oh, this is my third Masonic meal this week. So,
but that's my choice, right?
Yeah, it's my choice. Forcing you. But that would be the only way that I could interpret somebody saying, "Oh, you're a slave to the craft." Mm. It's because it's because of the zeal for the craft that you want to be super involved and you want to do it. But that's true to any organization or any sport or fandom, or you know, if you're on Twitter like I am and you see Star Wars fans are like some of the most toxic fans out there because they're all in. This is their life.
Right.
So it could happen. But while we're on the topic of like Star Wars and things like that, I just want to point out that this, what is it? Slisky of Zaros. Slisky of Zaros. Just in full disclosure, Zaros is the 10th playable map and the 9th unlockable area in Dragon Ball Z Final Stand. You must be at least a level 600 to travel to the planet Zaros. So congratulations on being at least a level 600, Slisky.
Yes.
Just pointing out.
Sounds like dedication to me.
Just pointing out that their name is a reference to Dragon Ball
Z. So would you say that Slisky of Zaros would be a slave to video games?
It could be.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be presumptuous. But
it's a possibility.
Let's take the other way. Yeah. All right, and we're going to pass this one to Joe. Okay.
Oh boy. Okay.
We are trying to enslave other people.
Yeah.
How?
I got a great answer for this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in any way, shape, or form, does Masonry impose anything on the local community, including do we, I don't know, capture babies and bury them in our basement? Do we enforce anybody of the public to join? Do we force anybody or does Freemasonry enforce its will upon anybody in any way, shape, or form?
So I'm going to answer it a couple different ways. So first, as far as the community. It's been a long-standing tradition of Freemasonry that we do not recruit.
Correct.
However, there are certain jurisdictions that have decided to do in Connecticut or in the Northeast. It's Prevalent through the Scottish Rite Northern Masonic Jurisdiction. They did come up with a campaign, not just a man, a Mason, which was more an informative
promotion.
Promotion, yes. But I've heard radio ads in Massachusetts advertising their open houses. But traditionally and generally speaking, we don't recruit.
Correct.
You have to come to us. We're not standing in airports shaking tambourines. We're certainly I'm not going out and handing out pamphlets door to door.
No, you wouldn't do that anyway.
Right. But And no knock against the people that do that as part of their faith and their beliefs.
Put your Ken out there with tambourines.
Right, it's just that we're not allowed to do so, that's all.
But that's as a tradition, and I'll call it a tradition because some jurisdictions have chosen a different path, and that's fine.
Right.
But tradition is we do not recruit. You have to come to us, and in some places, you have to come to us three times before we even acknowledge that you're seeking us out to make sure that you're serious and to make sure that we attract the right people. So in that regard, no, we're not trying to go out there and enslave the public. Most of the charity that Freemasonry does, you will never know.
And we don't want anything back in return.
No, we don't want anything. We don't even want publicity. We don't want a byline. We don't want anything.
And we don't advertise a lot of the most charitable contributions that you know Masonry and its appendant bodies make. You never hear about it.
You never hear about it. Right.
I mean, realistically, we do the car show here in Seymour. We've talked about it on the podcast because it's Morningstar Lodge up here. But for the most part, if we weren't doing this podcast, only Seymour would know about it.
Yeah. Right. And we're not looking for any favors from the town of Seymour or the high schools because of it. We're just trying to do something nice.
I mean,
fly under the radar and just do something nice from a personal standpoint. And I've said this to several people. And the thing that I love about Freemasonry, the greatest accomplishments that I will ever make in Freemasonry, nobody will ever know.
Right.
You'll never know.
Another perfect example. Me and Right Worshipful Brother Chip Schofield did the picnic for police in Naugatuck. It got a hold of it in the Waterbury Republican or whatever the hell, though.
Yeah, but we didn't call the media.
But I didn't call the media and say, hey, show up.
Right. We weren't looking for photo ops. Right. The reason why that happened
is because Rosa Rabimbus. Delore.
Oh, okay.
No, not Delore. Delore. No. 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 God damn you, Joe.
I got a side comment.
We'll strike off that the air the, on that. Strike that from the record.
Rosa Rabimbus showed
Rosa
up.
Rabimbus. I apologize to Rosa Rabimbus.
Rosa Rabimbus showed up, and the media caught wind of her going there.
And
they came up to me and Chip, and were talking to us. But other than that, it was going to be on the slide. No one was going to know about it. Right. It was just for the
to do
police
the right
department.
Thing.
Just do the right things. They were getting shit on.
So now,
sorry, my language again.
So now to my second answer of that. So I handled the community portion. As far as enslaving our own members.
Stick around, Josh. You're great.
Josh, you got something. Oh boy, there he goes. I have a question for Josh once I'm done with this point. As far as enslaving our own members, I can't get people to show up the day before, the day of, or the day after the farm degree to help me shovel cow poop and get everything set up for a degree that puts on for 100 to 200 people. If we had slave labor, we'd still be doing that degree. I'd still be directing it.
Yeah. Joe, I got this back thing.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. Or you tell me you got freaking Lyme's disease, and then you're posting pictures of your survivalist camping all weekend.
Yeah, I'm busy that weekend. Just
no, that's a true story. That really happened.
I know. So, I'm trying to get him riled up. It's working, too. So, look at, the hair's falling apart. He's starting to sweat.
Oh, his nose is all red now.
But from an enslavement standpoint, I can't get people to show up for the most basic events that I've tried to put on. So,
yeah, good.
So
point.
No, but Josh Mantello, right worshipful brother Josh Mantello, up in Massachusetts. You know, if you could put in the comments section here, if you can, and if you decline, I'll respect that. Massachusetts stance on actually recruiting and putting out those radio ads versus the tradition of not recruiting. Any comments that you can make on that, I'd love to hear, because obviously you're in the state.
He also wrote Open House October 16th in Massachusetts. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
Connecticut
awesome.
Used to do it around the same time, but I think they went to they left it. It used to be a Grand Lodge thing, and it became chaotic for district deputies to run to all their damn lodges to see if they were doing the open house. And I think it was Most Worshipful Marshall Robinson said,
do it whenever the hell it makes sense for your lunch.
Yeah.
Because, like, for us in Morningstar, pre-COVID, we did the big Santa thing for the parade.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that would make sense to open your doors and do an open house then. Yep. Down at Ashlar Aspetuck, we set up concessions for the Memorial Day parade. That's when we did our open house, because the parade goes right in front of the lodge. People use our lodge to park.
And that's when people start asking questions.
That's when they ask questions. Yeah. So it makes sense. But
we don't physically go up to a man like one-on-one. We're not allowed to ask you, hey, you...
Are you interested in being a Freemason?
Yeah, do you want to be a Mason? Because I'm a Mason. Like, that we can't do.
Real quick on that point.
Billboards are a different thing.
Real quick on that point. My next-door neighbor, who at the time I had lived next to for 10 years and had been trying to leave out subtle hints on the table when I went over. Mm-hmm. I finally asked him, hey, what is that over there? And he's like, oh, my God, I've been waiting 10 years for you to ask me what that was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I lived next to the guy, and he respected that tradition of, no, we don't go seeking people out. They must come seek us when they're ready.
And he waited a decade.
Yeah.
So enslavement?
Yeah, so, not so much. I'm calling BS on that.
Yeah.
Josh McRae.
Yep.
Obviously, you're not high enough to know about slavery. That's
legal
the
360th here in
degree.
And that got started by freaking Alex Jones, the 360th degree, and it was on the planet freaking Sirius or whatever the hell he was freaking.
Unfortunately, it's not on the planet Zorro. Sorry, Slisky.
I mean, dude, people really, I can't believe that people actually believe this. In modern day, with modern technology, okay. We'll go back to Sonya's comment about babies being buried under lodges and shit. Okay, I could see that being a case back in, like, I don't know, the 1600s, when there was no media and there was no cops and there was no real quote unquote,
Masons would just never do.
No, we wouldn't. But I'm just playing ball with her.
Yeah. Prior to modern technology.
Prior to modern technology,
it's like, feasible.
You can't get away with shit anymore. Like they can actually like you can shoot a gun. They can get the bullet and match it to the ballistics of the freaking gun that came out with. That's how good technology is.
I know a guy who
now.
Does right. that. He's a
right.
brother.
Right. DNA. That was unheard of back in those days. Yep. So it's like, you know, now we have all this modern technology. Oh, and not to even mention surveillance systems. There's cameras right out
all
on the freaking...
Over the
we had somebody break into the lodge and they used the camera across the street
to try to see
to try to see who the hell it was. Like, so I'm sorry, Sonia, if we're bringing babies into the basements of lodges, we're going to get caught.
Yeah, it would be pretty obvious.
And not to mention, I've had four babies, okay? They're loud. They're pissed off. They don't like to be moved. They whine. They cry. Like,
there's a couple of years.
Smuggling?
I'd like to bury,
I'm just saying, I had
a couple of years under the building when they're acting out.
What?
That was back in the 70s or the 60s or whatever.
I'm kidding.
Like,
I'm kidding. I love you.
Don't feed the
your
fish.
Your kids are great. Your kids are great.
Don't feed the fish.
Especially Georgie. He's my second favorite.
Yeah. Yep.
No, but like my point being is that, you know, bringing a crying baby and smuggling it, I mean,
yeah, it's not. It's just
impossible.
Not.
Like, I don't know why people even think this shit. Like,
well, it's an archaic way of thinking, and in any.
But you have no evidence to back it up.
But here's the thing. Here's
That's
the,
like me saying, Joe's a murderer. With zero evidence to back it up.
Right.
That's what you're doing to us.
Right. But
so that's why I say, come on your debate.
Here's why. And this is true. You've read Art of War. And I'm not sure if it's in there, but you'll know this as a veteran. You always dehumanize the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
It's the only way to be able to.
In a lot of different wars, there's different derogatory terms for the enemy. Because you're dehumanizing
Take
them.
It to World War II with the Nazis. That's what they did to... Yeah. Joe, where are you at? You want that one or you want a different
I've
one?
I've still got this one and this one. So
I'm sucking warm basement here. So,
yes.
So like, you know, here. Something as simple as... And I'm using this in historical context. Please don't kill me on this. But the Germans were called Krauts. You know, my father fought in Vietnam. There's a certain, I don't even want to say the word. There's a derogatory term that begins with the letter G that was used to describe the Viet Cong because it dehumanized them.
Yep.
By them making these accusations, in their mind, they're dehumanizing us because we're the enemy.
Hey, Joe.
And it makes it easier.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Do you know what you know what an angry German is called, right?
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
I chose the most tame one I could, but...
That's probably derogatory, too. We're probably pissing off a lot of Germans right now.
We're not big in Germany.
That's true.
We are.
We're big in the Philippines, which
they
is
hate
why
us
I avoided that other term, because we're big in the Philippines.
Yeah.
You know,
also, we're not going to use any kind of...
Right, but I just wanted to give a historical context. So if they see us at the enemy and they want to rally people against us, they have to dehumanize. Right.
And I know that they call them derogatory terms and everything, but you know what? A lot of these things aren't really derogatory. I'll give you an example. In the Iraq War, they called all of the Iraqis Hajis. But you know what Haji actually means in Arabic? Friend.
Yeah, but I don't know that they meant that.
That's not what they meant.
That's not what they meant by it. Right. But again, it goes back to the dehumanizing thing of like you're using something
perverted the term,
and you don't even know what the hell it means.
I think they were referring to the kid from Johnny Quest, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm using that as an example is because you're dehumanizing it. You're pulling the humanity out of it, and then you don't even know what the hell it means. Which is so when you sit here and say like Freemasons are, you know, we're evil and we're devil worshippers and we hide babies or anything, you have zero evidence, and you don't even know what. I could tell you all about Freemasonry. I was a rainbow girl. I could tell you all about it. You have astrological signs, and you have you guys look to the east. That's great.
Yeah, that's
you don't know the goddamn context of it, though. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
By the way, to lighten this up a little bit, I do have to talk about a funny meme, and Ken will appreciate this more than you because he's a geek like me.
I am.
I saw a meme of Obi-Wan Kenobi where they inserted a round of microphones in front of him. I'd like to apologize for using the term sand people.
Oh, God.
I have friends in the Tusken Raider community. I'm an ally of the TRs, and they're good people. And you know, it was a silly mistake, and I apologize for using that term. Yeah. So, but
we're gonna get a call from HR regardless.
Of course.
Oh boy.
It's always Joe though. He's the one that gets phone calls from HR. Yeah. I get calls from Rafferty. He's more of like, I don't know.
We get called into the office.
Behavioral enforcement.
We're never on film in the office. It's always Joe that gets recorded.
So, Ken, what's our timestamp at? 45?
So we are at 38 minutes and 18 seconds.
All right, we got time then. That's good. So that's, I'm giving, that's
not bad for no topic.
That gives 30, no, the reason why I'm asking, that gives anyone who's tuning into this
time,
live,
please.
You have plenty of time.
Ample time, yeah.
Even for the eight that are watching, or the however many people are watching.
Eight right now.
Phone a friend. You know, if you got somebody who's like...
if you have a relative,
if you have a relative
that questions
who's like,
why you're involved in it, let them ask a question. Ask on their behalf.
We're just...
Yep. If you know their questions, put it in the comments. We'll answer it. You can go back and show it to them later.
I just like I'm actually going to go back here. And I'm going to go through some of these comments that I receive on the feed, and we'll just address
the ones
them
that are hating
while
on
you're looking.
We'll just address
up
them as we go.
Yeah, while you're looking those up, I'm just going to Josh Mantello. Open house is the second Saturday in October. Every lodge is expected to be open for visitors and plan an event for the community or a program. My lodge typically does a blood drive that day, for example. Again, that's in Massachusetts.
Nice.
Right, Worshipful Brother Josh Mantello, and that's the way that I would do it, and I agree with that, is set up a community event. And then you will get people who say, oh, you're a Mason? What does that mean? I've heard things. And it starts a dialogue. And if you can get that dialogue started in the community, eventually people will come to you. To me, that's much different than standing out on the corner, handing out pamphlets, saying, hey, have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Hiram Abiff? Yeah.
So I'm going to go through these comments here, if you guys don't mind. And I'm going to go through the good, bad, and the ugly. Mike Sutton. Just started listening. Great show. Went to the east at Williamstown Lodge 129 in Williamstown, West Virginia. Congratulations, brother. That's awesome. Thanks for tuning in and watching us when you can.
Thank you.
Before you get to the next one, I just want to address a live comment here. Rob Gregonis, who I believe is a brother, right?
Yes.
He might not be a Master Mason
yet. He is.
Yet,
it's right
though.
Here, actually.
Is he a Master? I don't.
He didn't write it on.
Yet?
Oh, yeah. Brother Robert.
Yeah, so he's a brother, but I don't know if he's a master man. His question is, what is the grand hailing sign of distress? And that is one of the things that we cannot say publicly. You'll learn about it in your Master Mason degree if you get to that place. But it is a certain way that a Master Mason can recognize that another Master Mason is in distress and needs help. And it's only to be given in certain criteria, and I won't even go into that, but there's certain circumstances where you're allowed to give it. And, you know, and that's all I'm going to get into on that. But that is something that is part of the Master Mason degree.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't done it, you'll learn it when you get there. But
and if you give it because you're in distress, we as Masons are honor-bound and obligation-bound
to respond,
to assist.
So... I had this person that I went back and forth with in the comment section of this. His name is Noble Zion. I didn't get his name, but
Noble
Zion.
Noble Zion.
If you're like a boxer, no?
If you're watching, I got a couple things. One, he wrote, what is the name of your lodge? Instantly, I went on the defensive because I don't particularly...
Yeah, we don't want to attract the crazy people.
Yes.
Although
so
we have Jean-Louis.
We do have Jean-Louis.
Yeah, but Jean-Louis is like one of those organic.
Maybe this was Jean-Louis.
By the way, sidebar, I got a call from Raph and his daughter a couple of weeks ago because they could not remember the name of the guy outside. Raph swore it was Jean-Pierre. And it was the most random call. He's like, Raph's like, hey, it's me. I got my daughter in the car and you're on speaker. Don't say anything bad. What's that guy's name? I'm like, oh, Jean-Louis. And she's like, I told you it was Jean-Louis. I told you.
I get caught up too. I thought it was Jean-Pierre for a while.
So with this Noble Zion, he said, what's the name of your lodge? I said, nice to have you. And then I wrote, serious Inquisition or is this the whole bait and switch?
Inquisition. You mean inquiry?
That's what he means,
No, listen to me. Is this the old Inquisition or serious inquiry? Yeah, I spelled it. Whatever. I'm an idiot. I'm a jarhead. What do you want me to tell you? Serious, I wrote Inquisition. Or is this the whole bait and switch move where you tell me how my lodge name is evil? Again, Morning Star. I know. Yes, take it to the Christian. Morning Star, Lucifer, Morning Star. You can see it on the show, which is a great show, by the way.
It's really a name for Venus.
It's a name for Venus, yes.
Lucifer is a great show.
Oh, on Netflix, it's is funny it really? As hell. It's awesome as hell.
Okay, because my wife keeps trying to get me to watch it. But
no,
I
no, no,
just
no, no, no,
so that, like,
you're, okay. Watch the first episode. I promise you, you will be happy.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Good. You will laugh your ass off, Ken, because you have the same goofy humor as I have.
All right.
But he wrote, this is Noble Zion wrote, laugh out loud. Maybe I should have asked you if you'll be off or from. And that keyed me off. And I'm like, okay. And he said, yes, it's a serious question. He goes, I went to the Grand Lodge for the first time in my district about a month
ago.
And really enjoyed meeting new brethren from all over. I said, laugh all out, awesome, brother. Sorry, there's a lot of trolls. Got to guard the West Gate.
He said, and any true Mason would respect the hell out of that.
Yes. He says, still haven't received the name of your lodge. So I wrote, Morningstar. And then he said, there's no lodge. There is no lodge without a number. I'm starting to privately question your worthiness and qualifications. I think he was screwing with me.
Yeah, he was.
Well, either that or he was trying to see if we were serious Masons or if we're just a bunch of guys that start a podcast.
Yeah.
And just,
okay. And
well,
that's
then he
fair.
Came back and he said,
fair.
"I came back and I got a little defensive and I apologized, Noble Zion, where I said you'd be sadly mistaken. MS-47. I said I'm a past district deputy grandmaster of Connecticut.
Oh God, here we go.
And then he says, "Look at me." He says, why so serious? It's
my
just a
show.
Friendly mental
yeah,
spot.
Exactly. See?
Yeah,
exactly. That's what you get.
But as a true Mason, and I'm assuming he's a legit Mason.
You work your way in.
You want to, and it's part of what we told. We don't want to Masonically converse with somebody who's not a Mason.
That's why.
And he's doing his due. You were doing your due diligence.
Yes.
He's doing his due diligence.
Yep.
Finally, you got to a place where you're both like, yeah, we're cool.
And realistically, the other thing is, because he said, why so serious? Laugh aloud, just a friendly mental spar. Besides, the most important and illustrious title you ever hold is brother anyway. And I said, totally true, my brother. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, so that's how you know.
Yep.
I said, not serious. And I was kind of poking fun at him. I said, makes things, texting makes things so non-personal.
Because people read a tone.
Right. That's they read their own tone in it. Yeah, and I really didn't have a tone. It was more of just like, I'm trying to.
You had a tone. You always have a tone.
I do always have a tone. But it's not listen, I'm not an asshole.
Okay.
I'm a whole ass.
So I'm going to read this one because
you're going Josh McRae?
I like this one, yeah. Maybe slightly off topic, which is okay because we actually have no topic.
Well, right. Ken, I just want to finish this last one thing.
Oh, yes,
he said, how about having me as a guest on the show sometime? Why didn't y'all invite different brothers from across the world to be featured on some of your episodes? I thought it was a great idea, and I wanted to just tell that.
Well, we did do that once.
We should do it. We kind of got out of the whole Peter Daigle, and we got, you know, we kind of got away
COVID
from it a little bit.
Too.
Yeah, COVID hit, too. So yeah.
Plague.
But I told him to get a hold of Rafferty, and it's on the Freemasons Facebook page, and Rafferty can check it out. So if you see a Noble Zion or somebody who says they're Noble Zion,
right,
give it a shot.
Yeah. And you know what? If we're going to have him, because we don't know him, and if we're going to have him come on and present himself as a Mason, we may request that we get in touch with your grant secretary and confirm your credentials.
Correct.
Yep.
So that we're not having somebody on that's presenting themselves as a Mason that's not in good standing or
might be a clandy. Yeah, and every Mason should feel okay about doing that, right?
Oh, my God.
Being investigated is part of being a Mason.
Anytime I've ever been tested or investigated at a visiting lodge.
Yeah, I'm like, great, you're
like,
doing
this
right.
This is great. This is, please, yes.
Yeah, you guys got to guard the West Gate.
And I usually contact them a week or so ahead of time and say, what do you need for me to make sure that this happens?
Yep.
And that's usually it.
Yep.
But go ahead with...
go ahead.
So Josh McRae says, maybe slightly off topic, which it is not, but is it bad etiquette to give a Masonic gift to a Mason if I'm not a Mason?
Nope.
I don't think so. He's talking about a copy of Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma that he wanted to buy for one of his friends who's a Mason. That's totally fine. My wife is not a Mason. She buys me Masonic stuff all the time.
My parents have bought me things. The only thing I've cautioned them on is...
Don't wear it.
I may not be a part of a certain appendant body.
Right.
So they know people who are involved. I'm like,
ask them
if it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to get a Knights Templar gift.
Yeah, or a 33rd degree Scottish Rite emblem or something. Yeah.
You know, my parents wanted to get me something when I became Master of the Lodge. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Here's the difference between the past master's emblem.
Was it a bottle of Xanax?
Technically a nice little no.
Or ask one of my 100 Masonic friends to
that they know.
Explain it. Yeah.
So I know we're heads up. We're circling here. Don't know if it's if we're still good on our feed.
Looks good to me.
Just a heads up. It's actually a great idea. I actually used to send my daughter out to flea markets when she was younger. Mm. And she had that looking cute little trinkets. Kid look. And I'm like, hey, if you see anything with the square and compasses on it, let me know and I'll have you like negotiate them down.
So let me just be clear about a couple things. Like Masonic, you can go on Hiram Hunter or J.P. Luther or...
Yeah, McCoy. You can buy regalia.
You can buy regalia.
There's no you don't test to buy it.
Yeah, you don't need to be a Mason to buy it. You can go, I mean, Christ, there's stuff on eBay you can buy. You can, and understand that it's not like Freemasonry has this giant library with all the Freemason books and they're not public. Right. You can go to Barnes & Noble and get books about Freemasonry. Yep. You can get Morals and Dogma. Everything that's
in there.
You
can go to McCoy Publishing, go to their website, and buy any of the books that we have in our library upstairs.
That is true.
But for a non-Mason, Josh McRae, if you're looking to buy your brother a used copy of Morals and Dogma, I think that's actually a great gift.
It is.
And I would encourage you to do that because brothers within the fraternity that you get gifts from or whatever, they understand the bond. Mm. When you have a family member that takes an interest and buys you something Masonic, even if they maybe get it a little off, it's kind of a cool thing because it's like they're embracing it, they're encouraging it, and a lot of families don't have that. So
might I make a suggestion when he gets that book, though? Sure. Buy a bottle of Tylenol because that book is extremely hard.
It's a tough read. Yeah, it's not like a pleasure read.
So, and just to follow up on Rob Gregonis and his question about the Grand Hailing Sign of Distress. So he's in EA. His second degree is scheduled for October. Oh. His third degree scheduled for sometime after that. So in due time, brother, you will... he's like just looking to mess with you guys. I know what the answer is going to be.
Okay. He knew what the
but you know what?
Trip us up there.
When we started, we said
appreciate
ask a legitimate question, we'll give you a legitimate answer. So
yep, to the extent that we are able.
What do we got for time, Kenny?
So we are at, on the feed, 49 minutes all and 55 seconds.
So you've
got about 10 more
minutes. About 10 minutes. 10 minutes, folks. So if you have any other Masonic questions or anything that you want to accuse us of, and we will debate with you.
Yeah. I mean, or just let us know if the audio levels are good. Tell us if the audio and video is looking good.
Okay. I got this one. So maybe when we come up here...
Sunday.
I don't know if I want to do it Sunday. Because Sunday I kind of want to do a 4th of July thing.
You got to dress up like the Statue of Liberty.
We got to do all that stuff. Maybe next Thursday, if you are a Masonic, I don't want to say hater, but okay. If you're a hater.
Skeptic.
Let's
go skeptic.
Or theorist, if you will.
Okay.
Next Thursday, we will do this again. And we're going to do this next Thursday at 6 p.m.
No holds barred.
No holds barred.
Roughly 6 p.m.
Roughly 6 p.m.
Within give or take 15 minutes.
Give or take 15 minutes. Yeah. All right. Very good. Because, I was...
No, it just happens.
You got to have a window. Sometimes things.
So between 6 and 6:15, if you are a person who is a Masonic, skeptic, theorist that we're evil or hater, if you will, come with your legitimate claims that you believe or you have heard from a friend who knows a friend who knew a friend or my great 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 removed grandfather.
Wow.
Was a Mason, and I know all about you guys.
Why was he removed?
Yeah, okay.
That's not shocked that a Mudgery would be removed from something, but I just asked. No, but I think
that was nicely done.
We burned that half of the family tree.
No, but to your point, that we've had an episode that was entitled Mason Sound Off.
Mm-hmm.
So to have Masonic skeptics sound off.
That episode was pulled off.
I think that was like the
Mason's second, mouth off.
And, that was the second episode.
That got pulled. Yeah. That got pulled for multitude of reasons. We kind of slightly revisited it a little bit.
Okay.
We did.
But anyway. So
we'll have to continue with that.
But it happened. But now we have Masonic skeptics sound off. This is your episode. You will be the stars of the show.
Yep.
You will be our special guest.
We will answer every single question you have.
Yep. And live.
Live.
It's not going to be pre-scheduled.
You don't have to send us your... And if you ask a question, we'll read it.
Yep.
We're not going to pick and choose.
We'll be careful, though. We still have an obligation.
It's inappropriate, right?
We have obligations.
We can censor it if there's inappropriate language, but we'll read it.
Or if it violates a Masonic obligation, I'm not going to read it.
And we'll do this.
Right.
And our Masonic obligation is let's talk about our obligation. What is the obligation? You basically kneel at an altar, and you take an obligation. And again, if you guys are really out there and you want to know what the oath is, you can find it.
Yeah, it might be wrong.
And they do vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, and it probably is wrong. But, I mean, if you do some digging, you can find it. So it's not that damn secret, unfortunately. I wish it was more closed mouth. But it's an obligation. And let me be clear about the obligation. The obligation is not anything heinous. Heinous.
No, it's nothing that you can't do.
It's nothing. Yeah,
it's not difficult.
It's more of a, I look at it as more of this. It's a promise to my brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's actually...
It's more of a promise, because I'm promising you I'm never going to tell the secrets. But here, if I go up here on the podcast and I'm telling I'm telling the obligation, you can't trust me anymore.
Right.
Correct.
You're no longer...
That's what it's all about.
You're a man of your word. Yep. Even though you could probably find out 90% of what we do on the internet...
I won't tell you.
I can't tell you. That's my obligation.
Clay Jenkins.
I will never
tell you. Clay Jenkins? He's a fan? Clay
Jenkins.
Oh,
he says, you're not high enough level.
Yeah, we're not 360.
That is the claim. Like, and maybe, you know, when we do next Wednesday, next Thursday, let's bring all of our credos. Let's bring them all. You bring all your little wall plaques and your certificates and stuff you got from Scottish Rite. And I'll bring mine. Bring all of our aprons. We'll just line the whole front of the freaking dais here.
I'll need like a pallet, man. Like
no, but we'll just leave. Bring your certificate, your Masonic certificates, to show that, you know, here's everything that we do. This is all the things that we've done. You know what I mean? Because there was somebody who said something like, how do we know if you guys are real Masons? Well, you probably didn't even seen the third degree yet. I'm like,
but here's the thing.
I don't know.
And I'm gonna differ, and I'm gonna say now that I will not participate on that, because that stuff's for me and my brothers. I don't need to prove anything to the public.
You can do that.
That's true.
If you want to, God bless you. That's fine. But I don't do what I do for the credit or the accolades or somebody. But
I understand. It's not that I'm talking about. Not that I'm trying to.
I know what you're saying.
I'm not, you know, showing everything I own.
I know.
I'm not. I'm not doing it as a gloating thing. It's just the comment is always, you're not high enough.
Right.
I am part of Masonic bodies that people have never even heard of.
But here's the thing. It's easy for them to have that as an out because we'll never divulge our obligations.
And you're never going to be
like, well, if you can't tell me, then you can, you know, then you must tell me. You know, and like,
I'm just saying, I didn't print this paperwork myself.
No, I know. And I totally hear what you're saying.
And the dues come out of my bank account every single time they're due.
Here's what I would say. If you know somebody who's a Mason, which you probably don't if you're a Masonic hater, but go ask that person. And if you can't, you know, if you trust that person, you can ask them a serious question, and if they're like, yeah, we worship Satan, then okay, cool, come at us. But if they don't, then you really don't have a claim. And like, we're not going to tell you what's in our
obligation. Well, and the other problem is...
It's a couple quick things here. You know, when it comes to the obligation... You know, there are certain things that you're told up front. Anything that you take an obligation to, it doesn't conflict with A, B, and C.
Right.
So we're assuring you it doesn't conflict with your duties to other parts of your life.
I yelled at him, Josh.
Who are you yelling at? Me?
No. Oh, Josh, he said the audio sounds better. Last couple I listened to, the stream were fairly quiet.
Yay.
I yelled at him.
Yeah, because it's
same
my
thing.
Show and I'm back.
No, better I wasn't here, so I listened back. Just listen to the episode because I enjoyed listening to, you know, other people besides myself talking.
And he criticized us.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't criticize. I said, what did I say?
Yeah. I'm kidding. You said the audio was a little low. Which
in absentia.
I said, you guys did an awesome job.
The audio was a little...
Hold on. No, you know what? Stand
I'm
by.
Just kidding.
Okay. No.
Anyway, oh, my God. Now we're getting off topic.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Shouldn't have done that.
But it's like I said, as far as the obligation, you're told ahead of time it's not going to conflict with your duty to other parts of your life. And you're assured of that. Mm-hmm. Number two, when there's a certain part where you're asked dance around it a little bit, but in our opening ceremony, you're asked, are you a Mason? Mm-hmm. And your response to that is, in essence, my answer to this is, it's for the brethren.
Right.
It's for the brethren and the fellows.
Yep.
And if somebody else outside of the craft doesn't accept that,
too bad.
Too bad. That's
not
fine.
For them.
Yeah. It's not for you.
Yeah. Good point.
So, as far as like showing off credentials or whatever, that's just not my thing. Even though I am the only active Grand Lodge officer here.
Oh God, here we go. Take your purple apron out.
But I say that in jest. I say that in jest because it is something that I'm proud of to have the opportunity to represent my district in a certain manner.
But that's for your brothers.
But that's for my brothers.
The general
that's for
public
my brothers.
Is not, yeah.
And yep. You know, the best thing that the greatest thing somebody ever said to me is it's worshipful brother Chris Holmes, the neighbor that waited 10 years for me to ask him.
Yep. Yep.
And he's like, what do you think about this whole purple thing? I'm like, I don't see it, man.
For you?
For me. I'm like, I don't see it because I can remember when I was a new Mason, the guys in purple coming to the lodge.
Give yourself
and
to
I
the
was like,
they were just guys.
They were like, wow, that's purple. Oh, my God. That's the district deputy. That's this guy.
I hated that.
The awe,
hated it when I
but
wore
the awe that you see them when you're a new Mason, you can't I can't imagine somebody looking to me in that regard. And his response then, I said, it's uncomfortable because I don't see myself that way.
Hated it.
Yeah.
And his response was the greatest response anybody ever gave to me. That's not for you. That's our privilege to see you that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
good answer.
That's a great answer. And I'm like, okay, I'm done.
So, well, also, most of the guys that have, you know, when I was a young Mason coming up in the lodge, all of the guys that walked in purple were all very, very humble guys.
Right.
They were never like, well, you're, you know, like talking down to you or being kind of
you get
around.
Every once in a while, you get one that's kind of
like,
a douche canoe, if you will.
That never happened when I was a young Mason coming up in the lodge. So I never had,
it
I never,
did for us
I mean, maybe until I was a master. Until I was master. But when I was every other officer up to master, I never got nervous when a district deputy or somebody wearing purple came into the lodge because I was so used to these brothers who always came in, like were regular attendees of lodge that were wearing purple, and they're just normal brothers.
I also think
they didn't want titles to be mentioned or any of that.
I've had grandmasters come into lodge and say, I don't want to be introduced, and I'm going to sit on the sidelines, and I'm wearing a white apron. I'm not wearing my
We've got one who's our marshal.
Yeah.
Like,
so I think that also plays into effect when you have a lodge that already has a lot of active purple in there. It does. It kind of
That's
it. Dumbs it down. But getting back to this, let's get back onto this because I know we're pretty much over at our hour mark here. We're almost done, and
just over 37 seconds over our hour actually.
What would you say?
30 seconds is over.
30 seconds.
We're right there.
I'm just saying, next Thursday, you guys have those who are anti-Masons or whatever, this is your chance. This is your chance.
Yep, bring it up.
Slisky on Zaros, I would love to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. And the Spider Monkey, whatever his name is. Spider
even
Monkey.
If you want to call it, there was the Spider Monkey dude, too.
It wasn't Spider Monkey. That was from Anderson from Beavis and Butthead, but I keep calling him Spider Monkey.
I know what you're talking about. But if you want to have a conversation and a dialogue and keep it respectful, we are more than happy to do that.
Bring it.
Just come on and let's talk.
Don't spike the football for no reason and then walk away.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. This is not you can't
going to win your
you can't
argument.
Drop the mic 30 seconds into the podcast and walk
next
away.
Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern time is your time. You come on. You can come on. We're going to be live on YouTube.
Us, bro.
And clearly, you know when we go live, and you have us on notifications because as soon as we went live, there you were.
Yes. So,
can we actually direct a message to them? Like, can we at them in the comments, like you would do on Facebook?
You can try.
Kind of tag.
You can try.
If you have that level of interaction.
But, or no, go up to him and click on like hold down his comment. You might be able to do it.
I don't really know.
Actually, I can. What do I? What
I'm
can
just
I gonna do?
Send a very friendly.
I can remove
invitation?
It. I can report it. I can pin it. No,
no,
I can't.
You can't.
No. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, let's just
anyway,
close
hopefully
with this.
Slisky will go back and maybe because now you're famous. We mentioned your name. Yeah. Congratulations. That's probably what you wanted.
This goes for
Mr. 600 level Dragon Ball Z player.
Sonya.
Come on in.
Spider Monkey.
Sonya.
Spider
four,
Monkey.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Come on. come come have a conversation with us. We'd love to have you. This is our open invitation to you. Please. Yep. Please.
This is what we're going to do. Now, here's my one request. If you're going to come with a claim, have something to back it up.
Yeah, otherwise this is going to be very, very boring.
It's going to be very stupid. Mm-hmm. You're going to say some dumb shit. Like,
no, but that's okay. Let them make fools of themselves.
You guys are part of an international sex ring or whatever the hell you guys are going to come up with. Just tell us where you're getting your information. And,
right.
You know,
the only international organization I'm a member of is the International Silver String Submarine Band, which only old people will get that reference. Yeah. And I hope you do, and you chuckle to yourself when you hear it. For the youngsters, you won't get it. These two millennials next to me have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway. Rafferty will get it. Devaney might.
But I'll live longer.
The Schultz brothers are old enough. They get it. Schultz brothers get it.
Never mind, you missed it.
The International Silver String Submarine.
You can watch the episode back and hear my comment.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, what do we say, boys?
Should we do a toast? Yeah, I've got a full
The challenge
can.
Is open to anti-Masons. We've
got a tiny taste here.
Do you have anything in your cannon? Because I have a charged cannon here and nothing to...
Nope.
Who are we?
I'd like to do this toast, if I may.
Okay.
Recently, and I'm not going to mention them by name because I don't know who knows what, and some people put things on Facebook, some things keep it to a closed group, but there are three specific brothers that I know in the last week have been dealing with some stuff. And they're health issues, and they're avid listeners of the show. And I know it's not always... It's not always easy, and I've actually spoken to all three of them within the last week or two. And the generosity and the love and the support of the craft that they're feeling right now is almost overwhelming. And they never thought that they would be the recipients of something like this because they're always the ones that were giving and doing things for others, and it's weird for them to be on the receiving end of this. So for those brothers who I'll keep nameless at this time, we're going through their own struggles. We're all here for you. Mm-hmm. I love the I love posting the Gus Sinski, who's the catcher in the movie For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner. When he's finally in the ninth inning, he realizes he's throwing a perfect game. And he's like, I don't know. Kevin Costner at Billy Chappell says, I don't know if I got anything left.
Just throw anything.
Just throw.
Yeah.
The boys are all here for you right now.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You've gotten a just throw. We're going to be here for you. So to those brothers, just throw. The boys will all be here for you.
Hell yeah.
Brothers, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready. Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire. Fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva.
I think that's it.
I think that's all we got.
The die is cast.
That's all we've got left.
That's all we've got.
The die just is throw. Cast. Just Next throw. Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, God.
Come with it.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
I love that Jesus picture around Easter time. That's one of my favorites.
That is a great one. You have the best Easter pictures. You can't deal with those memes, man.
This one time, I got so drunk I fell asleep for 3 days and woke up, and people were like, hey.
Oh, man. We're going to hell.
For the Freemasons podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Playtime, boys.
Night, have a good one, everyone.
Night, friends.